Hello.
Hello, my name is Edward, calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm currently registered as a Republican.
As a Republican. Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Probably vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Will you please tell me your age?
69.
In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
White. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not really familiar with the candidates at this point, so I can't really say.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry, then. I would like to ask your impressions on some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. How favorable do you feel towards the MAGA Republicans?
Not favorable.
Not, okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about Ron DeSantis?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thomas Califu? Or Califu? When you said?
Califu?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not familiar.
Okay. Project 2025.
I don't know about it.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I'm neutral at the moment.
Neutral. What about Joe Biden?
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable, yeah.
Somewhat unfavorable, thank you.
Right.
What about Donald Trump?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Mm-hmm. Darren Soto?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. And by last, Democrats in Congress.
Not favorable.
Not favorable. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Awesome. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve?
Not familiar with.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, a Democrat, which one do you think he will vote for?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, which one do you lean more towards at this time?
I don't feel like I know as much about Harris as I do about Trump, even though, yeah, to be honest with you, I might not even vote for president.
Okay.
Or I might change to an independent.
Okay. So just to make sure then, currently you will lean for Kamala Harris, or you are still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Okay. If the elections for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mooreker-Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think he will vote for?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Perfect. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Colifu and the Republican candidate, Thomas Colifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I'm not familiar with them.
Okay. If you have to lean to Thomas or to Darren, for whom would you lean to more toward?
Not familiar with.
Okay. Perfect. As you may know, there will be also an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before the ability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Yes. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. It says, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The next statement is regarding Colonel Thomas Colifu. It says, he is an experienced businessman owner and a decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Colifu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Colifu will take his experience as a small businessman and a multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our country. If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Colifu and the Republican candidate Darren Soto, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Soto. Okay. I appreciate the answer and your time. Just a few more questions and I'll let you go.
Yes.
Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? The list is wide, so if you need me to repeat myself again, please let me know. The first one says, bringing down rent prices. Second, lowering inflation and gas prices. Third, lowering grocery prices. Fourth, tackling crime and improving public safety. Fifth, securing our border. Sixth, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Seventh, ending the gun violence epidemic. Eighth, making healthcare affordable for working families. Ninth, promoting traditional values in a school. Tenth, protecting Social Security and Medicare. 11th, protecting abortion rights. 12th, making owning a home more affordable. And last, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. For all those options, what do you think is the most important issue that Congress should focus on their attention right now?
10th.
Okay. Protecting Social Security, Medicare. And which is the next most important issue? If you would like me to, I can repeat them again.
Fourth.
Okay. So I confirm improving public safety. Perfect. Let me read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Instead, you can choose between is it very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or it will have virtually no effect on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out a pocket cost for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it makes no effect?
What are the choices again?
Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
And somewhat convincing. Somewhat.
Okay. Darren Soto opposes any policy that would allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. How? That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local enforcement and providing funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. The next three are for Thomas Calafu. First one says, Thomas Calafu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Calafu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Thomas Calafu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. And by last, Thomas Calafu is a fiscal conservative who will rein it out of control of federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Now, do you have heard a little bit more if the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Calafu, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Soto. Let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the
I thought we were almost done.
We're heading to the last part. After this part, I will be asking almost some statistical questions, and I'll let you go. I promise this time a few more questions, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, anyway. By the way, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. For you, that brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubts.
As the chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Colifu voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, and I quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. That brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Colifu called, and I quote, a complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. That raises serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Just three more. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. That brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thomas Colifu personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to run a profit by running for office. That brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
And the last of this part, mega landlord Thomas Colifu went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. That serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One more time. You have a little bit more now. If the elections for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Colifu, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay. Now, here we come with the last questions of the survey. This is only for statistical purposes. What is your primary source for national and political news? We have the options talk radio, your local newspaper, cable news networks, El Nuevo Dia, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, internet-based news sources, social media apps, or services. If other, please let me know.
Orlando Sentinel?
Okay, great. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Joe Biden or other candidate?
I didn't vote.
Okay. And heading to the last part, what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school? From 0 to 11th, high school degree, 12 plus, some college or vocational degree?
Some college.
Some college. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. If you were labeled yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say moderate.
Moderate. Okay.
I think I'm a Republican, but my partner thinks I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to go down the middle.
Right in the middle. That's good. That's good. Listen, honestly, I do want to thank you for your time and participation. I know it was a long survey, but you've been very kind, and I just wish you to have a very good night. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Huh?